Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God, in you is life, and that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now, God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able. able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, and we'll thank you for it, and we'll give your name the praise, and we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a prayer, what a prayer. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I just thank God for it, and thank God for him praying. And the Lord blessed me to find that prayer, because it's the same every day. We need God to help us to obey him, to walk upright before him, to do the things that's pleasing and acceptable, hallelujah, unto him. I'm grateful unto him this morning. I love it. I appreciate it. Over and over again, he keeps on blessing me. Over and over again, he keeps on using me in his service so that he can bless others. That's a wonderful thing. Yeah. People call me because they're looking for the blessings of Almighty God. They write me because they're looking for the blessings of Almighty God. If they knock on my door, they're looking for the blessings of Almighty God. That's all right with me this morning. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him today. Oh, there's none like him. Over and over again, he remains the same. He does not change. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. In love with us. He loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. Beyond our wildest imagination. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. I thank him because I was trying to get this done and trying to get that done, and he just come and just fixed it all. You hear me? Rest. I don't need you doing all of that. You asked me for what you wanted. I need you to just rest. I'm doing it. And I need to begin to fold back the curtains so that I can see. Hallelujah, what a God. Ooh, he's on our side. Let me tell you, if people only knew who he was, if people only really knew what he could do, what he really can do, I tell you, they'd give that flesh up right now. They would let that flesh go, and anybody that's encouraging their flesh, they'll let them go too. Because when we sell out to God, there's not very much you're going to ask him for that he don't deliver, that he don't give to you. The only way he don't give you something is if it won't work together for your good. If it will work together for your good, bam, God has done it. And sometimes he's doing it, but it's taking him a little bit more time because the way he's doing it, it will never become undone. So sometimes he'll just let you take a peek behind the curtain so you can see it's on the way. Hallelujah, I'm all right there. Amen goes right there. Yeah. We just keep praying and keep the faith and keep trusting him. Keep testifying. Keep talking of his wondrous works. Keep making known his deeds among the people. And watch what he does for you. You know, I was thinking back this morning, on, you know, where he brought me from and everything. And for years, you know, after I got saved and everything and I found out he had called me and, you know, he had a work for me to do, for years, the world didn't know about me. Now, people in many places in this country, they knew about me. But not every state, not every city knew about me. But I want to say a little bit more than 10 years ago, I'll say, closer maybe to 20, he started unfolding me to the world. And I can honestly say 10 years ago, he started unfolding me to the entire world. I can remember back in the day going on Facebook, people didn't want to hear it. I can remember befriending preachers and they wasn't interested. Because, you know, when you really love the Lord and you really want to please him and do what he can accept, everybody is not that way. Because they have their own motives. It's really not about God. God is the one that can bring their motives to pass. So I remember those days, and I remember thinking some days, where's the love? There's no more love. God, where are you in your people? Because people treated me like I was crazy, like I come to get something from them. But as it ended up, I kept going now. I kept going in Jesus. I kept showing the love. I kept being faithful unto God. And some of the same people had to come back to me. Yeah. And then I was a blessing to many. Mm-hmm. Some got them a Blog Talk Radio show. I want you to hear me today. Now, some got it and didn't do anything with it, but they were blessed to get it. That's what they wanted. God used me to set it up and everything. God blessed me to open up my Facebook and let others meet each other. He used me now. Because I wasn't selfish and I wasn't afraid you're going to take my listeners. I don't have any listeners. These are God people. And the ones that he assigned was staying. The ones that he didn't, they had to move on. Yeah, I never was God. I was just a vessel that Almighty God could use. I can remember when he blessed me to be ordained to become an evangelist. Y'all had no clue how happy I was to have the title behind my name. Because I had been doing the work forever and a day looked like. But the reason I was excited to have the title was because people wanted you to have paperwork to bless the people of God. They didn't remember the scripture say he had already ordained you. They didn't remember when they were down and out, I was the one he sent without the title being attached to my name to bless you. They didn't remember all of that. I had people coming to me later on saying, I have my credentials, this is my, and I would look at them, I would say, oh yeah, you real short. You coming up really, really short. Because evidently you ain't been in the Word to know what God said about that. People bring paper all the time. How many people have went for a job interview with a fake resume? You had somebody else to put your resume together. You paid a resume service to put it together. You didn't even have the knowledge how to really put a professional resume together. You lied on the resume, too, and got the job. So how much more are you with all these credentials, your license and paperwork, you graduate? I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the Holy Ghost in you. Let me hear the Spirit of God from you. Let me see the Spirit of God moving in you. Then I believe you. You can bring me all kind of papers. You can speak all kind of eloquence and anything you want. Look at Louis. Certificable. You can have all the certificables you want. I need to see the Spirit of God. That's what I'm after. I'm not after no paperwork. That don't mean nothing to me. You graduated with a doctorate degree. The world do it every day. The world have what they call what that thing is, Brother Lewis, where you go to school forever. The world have that. So your little doctorate degree and your little bachelor's and I'm a chaplain now. That means absolutely nothing to me. I promise you it does not. What means something to me is I see the Spirit of God in you and I see the Spirit of God using you. And you just let God have his way through you. Now, that's what means something to me. Keep your papers. Because they're making them fake every day. That means nothing. And what is it that make people all in the air about a title? The girl told me the other day, say, we got a president that's not a president. He's a man. From somewhere ignorant. Now, this is what she said. It's not me. So just because you got a title behind your name, it does not make you what your title say that you are. Or you is. Listen. The word evangelist attached to my name, it means work. W-O-R-K. That's what it means. It don't mean I'm on a pedestal. It don't mean I'm better than nobody else. It don't mean because you are sister so-and-so and I'm evangelist so-and-so. It don't mean nothing bigger for me than you. It just means I'm working. And sometimes in places that you don't know about. I'm working, doing things that no one else will do. I'm working when you're sleeping. When you on man's job punching a clock, I'm on God's job working for his people. Working, W-O-R-K-I-N-G. That's what evangelist means to me. You've heard people call me many things, pastor, apostle. I've had them to call me doctor, just all kind of mother, all kind of names. Because of the W-O-R-K, the work. I've even been called a psychiatrist because of the work. Sometimes I have to just sit back and listen. I can't analyze nothing. I can't do nothing. God is not speaking nothing. I just have to listen. Had a lady yesterday to tell me. She said, "Woo, I just feel so much better being able to vent. I just needed to vent." That's all she needed to do. And after she got through telling me about the negative part, then she come on with the good part to tell me how blessed she was and how the situation went and how God moved on her behalf. But at the time that we got the phone call with each other, she needed to vent. She needed to talk about some things to somebody who wouldn't reveal what she told me, what she talked about. That's all she needed. Had a brother to FaceTime me yesterday, and he went and got him a drink. I love him. And come back and sat in his chair and begin to talk to me like I was sitting in front of him in the same house. That thing blessed me mightily. And then I got another phone call. I had to take the other phone call and leave the brother. And when I called him back, he had gone to bed. You see? Work. W-O-R-K. Not nobody bringing me glasses of water and juice. I'm able-bodied. I just left out the kitchen a few minutes ago getting me a bottle of water. Wasn't nobody here to go in there and go get me a glass of water. Wasn't nobody to go in there but me. I'm the only one here. I had to go get my own water. I'm thirsty. Hallelujah. Nobody here when I leave every day to carry my briefcase or whatever, I kept my purse and all of that, my Bible. Nobody's with me every day. I have to carry my own. Ain't nobody going with me to my bodyguards and my armor bearers. Yet though I walk through the very valleys of the shadows of death, he's with me. His rod and staff, they comfort me. If need be, he'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely now, I want you to know this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what is it that they're after with these titles? What that means? What does that make you? Some of them, they try to trick you and make you think, I'm just humble. You're not humble. Let somebody don't call you by that title and see what happened to you. Oh, no, don't call me that. I'm a apostle so-and-so. I'm bishop so-and-so. I'm deacon. Crazy, 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 crazy. But we're going to get into the word and take a look at what God says. Not what I think, not even what you think, but what he says. Too many titles in front of a name sounds good. It sounds good to people. But if you look at Job 32 and 21, it says this, "Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man." Don't let me do that, Lord. I'll call you by whatever you tell me. If you tell me you is the apostle of Raph the Lettuce Church, I'm going to call you apostle. If you tell me you the bishop of Silverware, I will call you bishop. Whatever you tell me, that's what I'm going to call you, because that's what you told me. It don't mean I believe that now. It simply means I'm calling you what you want, what you can accept, what you like. Yeah. In John 19 and 19, it says, "And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Now, they called themselves mocking him, not knowing it was the truth. My goodness and Zion. They called themselves mocking Jesus when it was the truth. Not only is he king of the Jews, he's king of all of them who will accept him as king. His title is right. He get his title from on high. The Father gave him his title, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Some call him Mary's baby. Some call him the bright and morning star. Some call him the Son of God, the lily of the valley. Are all kind of names because of the work, because of what he has done, not because of words, not because he woke up one morning and said, "You know what? I want these people to respect me more. I'm going to tell them I'm King of Kings." Louis, I'm going to tell them I'm Lord of Lords. That's not what he done. God ordained him to the title. God gave it to him. I look at these people with apostle, even pastor attached to their name. They have prophet. They have, let's see what else they have on here. Bishops, evangelists, deacons. They have all of this attached to their name. But when you look for the work, you can't find it. When you even look back to the day they say they was first saved, they first received God, then you look on to the day they say they accepted their calling, you don't see the work of these titles. You don't see that. Even when it talks about a bishop, it always comes to me with this. There's so many scriptures on it, I'll give you some more. But When it talks about a bishop, even it talks about his character and the characteristics of a bishop. Over in Timothy and Titus, you'll find this. It says this is true. This is a true saying. Timothy 1, chapter 3 and verse 1. Says this is true, saying if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. If he desire that office, he desire good work. when you look at Timothy, 1 Timothy 3 and 2, it says a bishop then must be blameless. Listen now. A husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. He's the ruler of his own house, y'all. Everything about the bishop's house is in order. And they're telling me that the bishop and the deacon and the elder is kind of on the same line. They kind of the same work. Because what they're going to do is they're going to be blameless. They're going to be vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given the hospitality, apt to teach. And see, with the deacon, he may not be teaching per scripture, and then he is. Because he can tell the young men, you know, this is the way that it goes. When he go to the hospital to visit the sick, to take communion or whatever he go to do, he can share the word of God. Leave them with a scripture. Leave them with some good encouraging words. And a bishop ought to do the same. The elders, that's who run the church. They tell me the elders run the church. But in many cases, you'll see where the pastor's running the church. But the elders are to run the church, the bishop and the elders. And they even give way to the deacons. There's a portion in there for the deacons to do. They do the morning devotion. They raise the offering. They pray. They give good encouraging words. They're not all hyped up. Call me Deacon Everlasting. Don't walk by me like that. You walk like this when you walk by me. So many people afraid of those titles. They're scared of them. Oh, here comes so-and-so. And some of these people don't bit more deserve that respect than a man in the moon. You kill your parents. Yeah, you mean as a junkyard dog. Maybe meaner than the dog. Because if you throw the dog a piece of meat, he may calm down and become your friend. But they can give you anything they want to give you. You still just going to be just as mean as you can be. When I look at the apostles, Jesus chose them. He chose them, handpicked them. They followed his doctrine. And this is what he told the apostles to do. Now, he didn't tell you to dress up in the long dress, you know, the robe and all of that. He didn't tell you to do all of that, but he said this: go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now, this is what he said. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He wants you to teach and observe all things that he commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, he said, even unto the end of the world, because that's where he's sending you. To spread the good news to the end of the world. He said, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Because that's where he's sending you. He's sending you out. Listen. He said you were going to be witnesses. Even in your city. Even in your state. The next state over and the next state over and to the end of the world. You may end up in Russia preaching one day. You may end up in China. You may end up in Venezuela. To the far end of the earth, because you're an apostle, you're going to carry the good news of God. And that's what he said about the evangelists. You're going to get to see. He didn't call you to be dressed up and set up and in glit and glamour and the folks basically bowing down worshiping you because that title is attached to your name. And people respect the title, and you come in there forcing them to respect you. but we respect the office of God. And this office here told him, he said this, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now, if an apostle is not teaching all nations, I don't know. I really don't know what to say for them. Yeah. He even went down, you know, with the evangelists. He went down with the evangelists, and he did some things. Told them what to do. We're the carriers of good news, that evangelist. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. This is my daughter. I'm going to stop her from this every morning. I'm on the air, and she texting me about foolishness. Yeah, I got to put a stop to that today. Uh-huh. But he told that evangelist to go spread the good news. Look at Philip. And if we look at Ephesians 4 and 11, then go on over to Acts 21 and 8. It's going to show you some things. A publisher of glad tidings. That's what the evangelist is, meaning that good news of Jesus. A missionary preacher of the gospel. See, this title is even applied to Philip, who appears to have gone from the city, from city to city preaching the word. Judging the case of Philip, evangelists had neither the authority of an apostle nor the responsibility of pastoral supervision over the position of the flock. See, I'm not over the church. You don't see me with a building. But it's my job every day to come and talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. Yeah. So I got to remember to be humble. I have to remember to, you know, instruct the people of God. I'm to cry loud and spare not. Even if I see an error, it's my job to say something to you, whether you like it or not, receive it or not. I'm an evangelist. If we look in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2 and 7, it's going to tell you even more about that evangelist. Yeah. It instructs us to on how to properly perform the work of a preacher. Even in the letters of Paul, who speaks of himself as a preacher, command these evangelists. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. These things command and teach. That's what the evangelists do. Be an example. That's what he's saying. To the believers in the word, every believer be an example. Yeah. You got to live this you're talking about to be an evangelist. You can't just talk about it. Got to be an example to the believers in the word. In conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. My goodness. I got to serve the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what the evangelists do. I'm about to holler. That's what an evangelist does. Oh. He or she, they serve those that appear to be unlovable. They serve those who don't look like they look, don't smell like they smell, don't act like they act. This is what that evangelist does. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. You know why so many people come? I'm not above myself. The things you're telling me, I can tell you some things about them that happened to me. Uh-huh. I'm not above nobody. I'm a servant. I work. That's what the word evangelist means to me, work. Yeah, it don't mean have people looking up to you and you all of that and a bag of donuts. No, ma'am. You low. You're real low because you're a lowly servant unto Almighty God, never thinking more of yourself than you ought to. People tell you stuff and you pay it no attention because you don't know, honey. I'm serving the risen Savior. I'm at his feet, and you, what you're saying is not going to make me move above his ankles. I'm going to stay at his feet and remain humble. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. You hear what he said? Take heed to yourself. In other words, for me, that means, Barbara, take self-inventory of you. Make sure you're living right. Make sure you're on the right track with God. Make sure you're following the word of God. Yeah, and you're not coming up short. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. Don't you leave the word of God, and don't you ever stop taking self-inventory. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Did you hear that? If I continue to take self-inventory, and continue to follow the word of God, not only will I save me, but I'm going to save many. That's what his word said. So all that bowing down to me, all that bringing me glasses of water, and I don't need all of that. I'm self-sufficient. I got a few aches and pains, little knee problem, little back problem and things. But I can get my own water. I can carry my own purse. I can carry my own Bible. If I had to carry a briefcase, I can carry my briefcase. I don't need a servant like that. Yeah. Now, I do need my niece to come over here and vacuum for me. She clean the refrigerator out for me, clean the laundry room, mopping things for me, help me out with one of the bathrooms because I keep my own bathroom scrubbed. But, you know, the other one is sit up and get dusty. So I do need her help from time to come in and help me. But that's not a spiritual move. That's a natural move because your house has to be clean. And if you can't do it, then you have to get somebody to help you who can do it. You see? But spiritually, I'm able-bodied. I'm good to go. It says about that deacon now. It says that means runner, messenger, servant. For a long period of feeling, mutual jealousy had existed between the Hebrews and the Jews. You know, they went at it with each other. They told me to look over in Acts 6, 1 and 6. And I then look at 21 and 8 and go to Timothy, 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 12, and it's going to tell us about both Philip and Stephen, who were of the seven preached. They did the work of the evangelist. Now, that's what they did, too. But a deacon, he has to have a clean record also. And he has to serve God as well. That was the ending of the evangelist. But the deacon in the New Testament, the two are mentioned together. Its original meaning implied a helper and assistant. The bishops were the elders, the deacons, the young active men of the church, you see. The narrative of Acts 6 is commonly referred to as giving an account of the institution of this office. Told you got to be upstanding. You got to be walking upright. I've seen deacons who go on with women in the church and all kind of nonsense. Got a wife. Foolishness. Playing around with the choir members and all kind of craziness. Not knowing these offices are ordained by God and given by Almighty God. And you got to be careful what you do when you allow that title to be attached to your name. God is looking and requiring something from you. Yeah. And given the hospitality, you're going to serve people. You're going to invite people over for dinner or lunch or You're going to have a prayer meeting, and afterwards everybody sit around and eat and get to know everybody. And after it's all said and done, you're going to pray everybody on their way and clean your stuff up, and you're good to go. I told you yesterday, being in Alaska, the Bible study went to 7 nights a week. I don't know how that happened. I cooked 7 days a week for the people. When Bible study was over, we sat around and ate, prayed everybody on their way, and we was good. And the people wasn't really coming just for the food. Now, the food was good, and they did enjoy it, but them people were seeking the word of God because they called them rebels. Ooh, don't bring them rebels over here unless you come with them rebels. Them people are off the chain. They something serious. And if you don't come with them, they might act unruly. Them people wasn't acting that way, but they were seeking the truth of how to live. Young men was trying to stop chasing young women. Young women was trying to learn how to be godly ladies, godly young ladies. They wanted the difference. When they left and went back out of Alaska, back to their regular state where they were born and raised or where they lived, they wanted to be different. They did not want to be the same. So they came seeking God. Yeah. And it was all right. It was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. So today, we learned that any title attached to your name, the title just represents work. W-O-R-K. That's what you got to do. But a lot of people want the title because they want others to look up to them. They want the respect of the people. I wanted to work, and God gave it to me. I didn't even think of people when he called me, when he, you know, let me know what I was to do. And at the time, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't even know that there was an office in the church. I mean, yeah, and I didn't even know that the office was called evangelist. I didn't know that. All I know is he told me what to do, I did what he said and was happy to do it. Because I thought of it in this way. He saved me. At the time, I was Mac. So many days I would think, he saved old Barbara Mac. Look at this. I can remember riding down the street and just let my hands go off the wheel and just go off into praise, and God drove the car. Because I begin to think on, he saved you. He sanctified you. He filled you with his spirit. He called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. He drew you. Many haven't been drawn yet, but Almighty God drew you to him. You got to be special in his sight. Ooh, I would just go crazy praising God. Walking up and down the streets of Orlando, Winter Park, wherever I went, Sanford, wherever he sent me, talking of his wondrous works and making known his deeds among the people. And sometimes people say, well, what church you from? What they call you? I said, Barbara Mack is what they call me. I said, and I attend different churches. Yeah, I said, I come out of Birmingham, Alabama, from Cathedral Greater Faith Church under Bishop Charles C. Woods. I said, but I moved to Orlando and God haven't given me a church home. Because, see, I was seeking what I had in Birmingham. I was seeking the teachings of Charles C. Wood. Yeah. I was seeking the saints that were there with me, Ken Johnson, Fred Sanders, Sandra Billings. You know, I was seeking those people, the ones who would get up and testify. Don't give them a second, because they done jumped up and took over, and they testifying to the glory of God. That's what I was looking for. And I got to be honest, I went over to a place called 910 Livingston Street in Orlando, Florida. It was 910 Livingston Church of God in Christ. I didn't know that's what it was. I just thought they called it 910 Livingston. I went over there and the people was churching. But God told me what to tell them because they had somewhat left their first love. They had somewhat got caught up into the dress and all of that. And when they started off, that wasn't the way that they was when they started out. They started out seeking God. And the more he blessed them and they saw they was blessed, then they want to ease out more into the world. So he sent me over there, and that was as close, I believe, as I got to that church that was in Birmingham, Alabama. But God looking for workers. He's not looking for title carriers. He is looking for workers. That's what he's looking for. For the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But how about the labor he called and chose you for? That's what I remember. I remember my work because I must get it done. Because getting my work done pleases God. It satisfies him. And this is what we should be after daily, to satisfy our God, the one who wakes us up faithfully every morning, clothed in our right mind. The same God that said, let there be light, and light appeared. The same God that when the devil say no, he come right in and say yes, and the answer really is yes. The same God that's able to heal our bodies and have healed them over and over and over. Oh, I know you got a few ailments, but God has healed your body. Believe me when I tell you, because you should be dead and gone just from certain ailments, but he healed you. And he's continuing to heal you. So daily we should want to please this God. And we should think on this thing that Job told us. We should think on what Job said. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man. Some people pay for it. Yeah, some people pay for a title. Some people link up with ministries, and they with that ministry as long as they can be because they want whoever's over it to ordain them, to license them. I didn't have a license when I started off. God ordained me, and it was him that called and chose me. I didn't think of no license and all of that till I started going places and testifying of his goodness. And afterward, a pastor come and ask me, well, sister, you licensed? What? License? You didn't see God moved in here? I need a license for God to keep moving over here. I'll get on about my business. I ain't had time for that. Because, see, I didn't need man's approval. God showed me that, too. You do not need man's approval. You need mine. So guess what he did? He raised up places to where I could go and nobody asked me for nothing but to be blessed by God. Then when I knowed anything, I was licensed, ordained by some church. Shucks. And the leadership of the church, my goodness, I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, next thing I know, God had raised up other places. And every time I went, nobody else asked me for a license because he wanted to show me, if you believe in my word, I'm going to let my word do the work for you, okay? If you believe in my word, I am going to let my word do the work for you because what I set out for it to do, that's what it's going to do. I wasn't trying to earn the respect of the pastor. I really wasn't trying to earn the respect of the church. I was trying to obey God and give them whatever he said they should have. I was trying to help them to take self-inventory and come up in God, not in what I was thinking. Because who am I that God was even mindful of me? So I come over here to work with you, if I can, to be a blessing unto you so that we can please God. We can do what he accepts. Because God just don't accept any old thing. I know people think that. But that is not what's happening. We accept any old thing. God does not. If you think I'm playing, there are certain things he said in his word. Don't let fornication be named among you. All adulterers going to hell. If you don't change, that's where you're going. If you're going with somebody else, husband or wife. The list is endless of the things, evil and this and that he told us not to do. Now, if he just accepted any old thing, all of this would be fine with him. But God does not accept any old thing. We accept any old thing, but he does not. Yeah. And if ever there was a time to get serious with Almighty God, now is that time. When I tell you things coming our way, it's going to prove you to you. You're going to be proven unto your own self. Did you really have God? Was you really with him? You know, were you converted, but you wasn't saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled? Because, see, it's easy to be converted. But are you really rooted and grounded in him? The devil feared God and trembled. That's no big thing. Yeah. So I wanted to share that this morning because I know some people are confused about titles, and then there are people who don't understand, and they just accepting anything because mama said this, grandmama said that, and we just respect all of this. But I respect the work. You can have your title. I'll call you whatever you tell me to call you. Yes, I will. But I respect the work because the work showed the proof that this is the position that God put you in. This is the office. It's not just something you were desiring, but this is what God called you to. Yeah. And it will be all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm going to one request of the morning. The studio is open. And if anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to come in and press that number one, hallelujah. And it will be all right today, in Jesus' name.
Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear us.
Bye.
Spirit.
I'm going to turn around on that.
Love that deep bass. That's an old one that way back in the day. Yeah, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I think I saw Brother Frank early and he disappeared, Sister Linda. He was here. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Howell. God bless you. God bless you today. Yeah, we thank God. Yeah, I thank him today for his word and thank him for having his way. And he's just almighty God. And he's got all the power and there's no higher power. And so we thank him this morning and we're grateful unto him. Rose Brown, I got a little number for you this morning, and I want to play this one for you, and I know it'll bless you and everything, but this one is for you this morning, and we thank God. Hallelujah. I'm going to dedicate this one to you, Rose Brown, Orange Park.
You find all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle James Pinckney Jr. and Rose Brown, you fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. Keep your prayers going. Remember the scriptures. Yeah, keep quoting the scriptures. Yeah, God gonna move for you. Uh-huh. Just got to keep your sword in your hand and keep fighting. And it's gonna be all right in Jesus' name. Because we all have battles to fight. We all have battles to fight. Yeah, and it's all right today again in Jesus' name. All right this morning. All right, all right, all right. We're moving right along today. So we're going to one more this morning, and I'm going to dedicate this one to Brother Louis. This is girl right here, Nikki D. Brown, and she with the Slide Brothers. So we're going to take a listen to her this morning, and I'm dedicating this one to you and Sherry, you and Sherry this morning. God bless you, Brother Louis.
If you write anything on your computer, you need to get grounded.
I had to go to YouTube. All right.
Is it okay that you all go to church with us?
Yeah!
All right. Some of you may not be here tomorrow. So, I want to have a little church.
All right.
But I want to tell you how we got started. And this is a true story. We thank God for Nikki D. being here.
Have you tried,
Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried?
you tried, Jesus? I remember that from my childhood. He's all right. Have you tried him for yourself? Hey, he's all right. Have you tried, Jesus? He's all right. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So I thank him for it this morning. And let me see the other one. Brother Louis, I'm going to take a look right now to get that one and see if we can play that one this morning. God is faithful. He's just faithful. He's just and he's good. And that's what we out here doing. We all are evangelists. Yeah, if you saved, you're an evangelist. Yes, you are. And we are supposed to be talking of the good news. Yeah, talking of his wondrous works and making known his deeds among the people. All right, I think I found it, Brother Louis. Let's see it come up here. I'm trying to see the name of it if I can.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's just a tiny bit too much steel for me, Nikki D. Yeah, they call her the queen of sacred steel. And this was popular with the Pentecostal church, the apostolic church back in the day, you know. And it kind of had a blues feel to it because that's somewhat of where, you know, they picked up the music from. But anyway, I love that steel myself. I enjoy it, especially when they sang to it. Oh, yeah, that do something for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. And good morning again, Pastor Howell. And good morning, Sister Linda. God bless you. Good morning, Brother Louis. Good morning, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And good morning, Sister Rose Brown. Good morning to you, Sister, I'm going to say it, Simone. Yes, good morning to you, Sister Simone. I'm going to get it right. Eventually, I'm going to get it right. She called me yesterday and just checked up on me, and I really appreciate that. You know, God is faithful. And good morning to you, Sister Brunella. And good morning to you. That was Pastor Howell again. And if you have something to say, Pastor Howell, press that number one. Feel free to come in. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann and Sister Melanie Rose. I got you blessed yesterday, Sister Melanie. God bless you so much. You really surprised me real good. I thank God for it. Yes, yes, it was a blessing. Thank you so much. And good morning to you, Angela. God bless you. God bless you. Y'all take a look at Angela over on Instagram over at Wellington Place, Las Vegas. And she's doing the wedding stuff. She do wedding stuff. And She's got some beautiful stuff over there. You want to go take a look over on Instagram, Wellington Plays, Las Vegas. Yeah, take a look. God bless you, Sister Angela. Good morning, Sister Laura and Sister Alexis and Minister Jacqueline and Lachelle and Audrea and Keisha. Hey, Keisha. And Sister Rita. Sion, good morning to you. God bless you, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D. I got one for Brother D today. I'll play that one tomorrow. Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hope, good morning to you. And Mike in Orlando. Hey, Mike, it's going to be cold on Thursday. I don't know what you're going to do with them cars on Thursday, Mike. It's going to be chilly, Willie. It's going to be chilly kind of the rest of the week to the weekend after Thursday. Even in Orlando, it's going to be a little cool. I'll be down in that area over in Kissimmee. But it's going to be a little cool, but I'm going to bundle up and come on down. Yeah, and good morning to you, Pastor Donna Herring. God bless you. Pastor Howell, I'll be your way if you're not visiting on Saturday. Just send me a message and let me know, and we can meet up. And if you can get to Kissimmee, I'll be over there with my cupcakes and brownies and everything. My daughter-in-law called me yesterday, and so I'm going to try to get on down there and do what I can do. Yeah, and it's already all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. He's faithful to us, always on our side in spite of us. He loves us today. He loves us. And on Friday, I may not be here Friday. But if I'm not here Friday, we pray that the Lord bring us back on Monday. The anniversary thing's moving right along, and things looking good, and we thank God for his grace and mercy and him putting things in place and everything. We thank God for opening doors and making ways for us. So we just all need to get ourselves, you know, lined up accordingly. Those who are coming from out of town, get your hotel and everything, and I got to bring that information. We'll be staying at Best Western Premier at 4700, I believe it is, Salisbury Road in Jacksonville, Florida. And so you can go online and take a look over there. Minister Shonda told me over on Priceline, if you book with Priceline, it's $75 a room. And you get the two queen beds, and I don't know about for one king bed. She didn't tell me what that price was, but you might want to go to Priceline and take a look at Best Western Premier, 4700 Salisbury Road in Jacksonville, Florida, and you may be able to make your plans from there. We have some tours planned when you get here. If you want to go, it's absolutely free to you. So we could go on these tours to St. Augustine and take a look, and then I have another one planned. And, you know, we just, so you won't just get there and be stuck, you know, where all I can do is hang out in the hotel till time for church, you know, but we get to go have lunch in different places and everything like that, and you'll get to see a little bit of the city and go to the beach, and we may be able to walk the beach, but we won't be able to get in the water. Plus, I don't think you'll want to. It'll be a little cool, but we, you know, you'll get to see Jacksonville Beach, get to see the ocean and the sand and everything like that, yeah. So, excuse me, so y'all feel free to book your hotels and if you got to get a rental car, you might could get that through Priceline. You know, book all your stuff together, and they give you a big discount. Yeah. And so, like I said, Minister Shonda was the one who told me about Priceline and the rooms being $75. And I'm thinking if you come in, you're coming with someone, bringing someone with you. And if y'all split the fare, you know, if y'all split it down the middle, then it won't be so much on one person, yeah. But y'all split it, so it'll be like $30-something, well, $60-something for two nights, yeah, because you're splitting the difference in the room, yeah. And I thought that was a beautiful thing, yeah. And if you need more information, feel free to call me at 904 844-7912, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions. If I don't answer, that means I'm on another line or I'm out running an errand, and just leave me your name and number, and I will get back to you. That's 904-644-7912. If you have questions about the anniversary, you know, the hotels or what's the tour and what's this, that, and the other, you know, because some people want to know more, yeah, so they can plan more. Yeah, and if you don't want to go on the tour and you drove yourself or you have your own transportation and you want to, you know, go sightsee something else or do something different, that's fine too. That's fine too. If you don't want to join us for lunch, you want to go somewhere else and eat lunch, that's fine too. Yeah, I just want you to enjoy yourself. I set all of this up so that you're just not in limbo. Well, I'm just going to Jacksonville and stay at a hotel. But, you know, I'm renting vans, excuse me, vans for those who flying in, catching the train in, because I got some people catching the train in. And so I have to go pick them up from the airport, get them to the hotel, and when we go on tour for the people who don't have transportation, then you can ride with us. And we'll have enough room for everybody who don't have transportation, who's wanting to go. Y'all keep it in prayer. Keep yourself in prayer, asking God to open doors for you and make ways that you can get here, August 29th and August 30th. And we have the Chosen Sons coming, and all the way from Palmetto, Florida. And I know y'all saw them over on YouTube, on Facebook, those of you who have Facebook, and they ready. They ready. Yeah, I think the brother named Brother Darnell. They called him Brother D. And, yeah, I spoke with one of the church members that are their manager, and this woman was ready. I say, thank you, Jesus. It's for them to come because I didn't have money to bring them 5 hours away to Jacksonville. But I did tell her whatever God blessed me with, I want to bless them, yeah. So that, you know, they could be blessed because it costs gas. They got to pay for hotel. Yeah. And I just want to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. And if nobody else have anything to say today, I will pray us out. All right. We're getting out early. We're getting out before 8:30 this morning. Good morning. See y'all. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. All right. Let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your word. For Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. And forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. We thank you for your truth, not what we think and not what we believe, but your truth. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise, ask that you would lead and guide us in the right path today for your name's sake. Father, we ask that you would loose your ministering angels to minister to us, to stand watch. Send your fighting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect. Keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger. And Father, we speak this out. No calamity shall come nigh our dwelling this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And as we depart, Father, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask all of this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, February the 25th, 2020, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We'll go to one more song of the morning, and after this song, I won't be coming back today. Again, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you're standing at a crossroads, What do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, say, come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith. Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.